The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Aleph describes the process of doing tshuva. And he writes, how does one do tshuva? How does one say vidui? Ketzad misvadin? Omer ana Hashem, chatasi, avisi, pashati lefanecha. Vasisi kach vekach. He confesses his sins. Varei nichamti uboshti b'maasai. And then he expresses charata, regret for what he did. Ula'olam einichoze ledavar zeh. And then there's kabbalah la'atid. He accepts upon himself in the future never to return to that way of life. That's the way the Rambam describes the process of tshuva in Perek Aleph. Hakarat ha-chet, recognizing the chet, charata, regret, and kabbalah latid, accepting in the future not to do it again. But if you take a look at Perek Bet of Hilchot Tshuva, in Halacha Bet, the Rambam again asks the question, mahi ha-tshuva? How does one do tshuva? But this time the order is different. Maya tshuva hu shiyazav achot echeto v'yasiru mimachshavto v'yigmor b'libo shelo yaseyu ot. He takes upon himself for the future not to do what he's been doing up until now. Shenemar yazov rasha dako v'chein yitnachem al she'avar. And then also, he should regret the past. In Perek Aleph, the Rambam describes that first you regret the past, and then you accept upon yourself for the future. And in Perek Bet, he describes it in a reverse direction. First you look towards the future, and then you regret the past. In reality, the Mefarshim explain that there are two ways to do tshuva. There are two different approaches. There are those who do a cheshbon ha-nefesh, who take stock of what they've been doing up until now, where they've been up until now. And they take a look at themselves and they see that they're tremendously lacking. And they're full of regret and embarrassment of the lives that they've led until now, the life that they've led until now. And they said, this has been horrible, it's bad. And they accept upon themselves not to do it again in the future. But there's another way to do tshuva that may be more suitable for other people. And that is not to first look at the past, but to take a look at the future. Rabbeinu Yonah, in his Shari Avoda, the very beginning, says, HaPetach HaRisho. What's the opening for a person to become a true Oved Hashem? Hu sheyeda ha'ish ha'oved erech atzmo v'yakir ma'alato ma'alat avotav. Don't focus on the past, on what's been lacking, on all my chasronot. No. Take a look at your potential. Understand who you are, what your worth is. Yakir ma'alato. Look what you're capable of doing. Umalat avotav, ugdulatam, v'chashivutam, v'chibatam etzalabore yitbarach. How beloved you are in the eyes of Hashem. Live your life that way, based on your potential. What about the past? Don't focus on that. Eventually, at some point, you'll look at the past, maybe realize that that wasn't the way to do it until now. But as Rav Pam Zatzal points out, the second way, Bizmanenu, seems to be the most appropriate way. A person could look about his past and start examining all his actions and feel a sense of tremendous yayush. I'm such a horrible person. And you think you're such a horrible person, you think you can never do anything else. Like, how in the world are you going to be able to do tshuva? Don't focus on the past. Just look at your potential. Forget about what's been up until now. But what are you capable of doing? And when you realize what you're capable of doing and what you can become, live up to your potential. The first failed Baal Tshuva in history was probably Kayim. Even before he killed Hevel, Torah tells us, "Vayhi miketz hayom yomim vayave Kayim mipri adam emincha l'Hashem." He brings a korban, and then Hevel brings a korban, and Hashem accepts Hevel's korban, and he doesn't accept Kayin's korban. Kayin was very upset. And Hashem says to him, "Vayom Hashem al Kayin, lama chara lecha? Why are you so upset? V'lama naflu panecha? Why are you so dejected?" Says the Svarno. Says lama naflu panecha. If there's a way of fixing something, don't focus on the past. Don't think about what could have been. Think about what you can do. If you're going to focus on the fact that the carbon wasn't accepted, that you gave a bit carbon, that you didn't have the right kavanas, don't do it. Think about what you can do. You can bring a different korban. You have potential. Kain couldn't get past the past. So he was the failed Baal Tshuva. We need to just think about our potential, what we're capable of doing. One of the greatest Amoraim, the Gemara talks about, is Reb Shimon ben Lakish, known as Reish Lakish. But Reish Lakish wasn't always on the derech. The Gemara tells us that there was a period of time before he became Reb Shimon ben Lakish that he was part of a group of highway robbers. Rashi says, listed. And one day Rabbi Yochanan, the great Amora Rabbi Yochanan, saw Reish Lakish. And he saw what inner strength he had. And he said to him, "You should use your strength for learning Torah. Not for being a robber, a highwayman." So Reish Lakish looked at Rabbi Yochanan, who was known to be extremely handsome. And he said, "You're thinking I'm wasting my strength? Your beauty is being wasted. Should be more suited for a woman." So Rabbi Yochanan says, "I'll make you a deal. I have a sister. She's more beautiful than I'm handsome. Come learn Torah. I'll convince her about the shidduch." That's what Reish Lakish does. As far as I can tell, we don't find that Reish Lakish sat at the beginning and said, "I've wasted all these years." It doesn't say that. He looks to the future. And he says, "Okay, I'm going to take my potential, I'm going to use it for the good." And he becomes one of the greatest Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan's equal, his Bar Plukta. And that's what we need to do. Not so much to look at what we've been doing that hasn't been so great, but thinking about what we can do, what potential HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, what kochos, and what we're able to do. They tell a story about an elderly gentleman who never learned Gemara. for whatever reason, his youth, he didn't have the Jewish education. And at some very late stage in his life, decided he wanted to learn Gemara. He was in his 70s, his 80s, I don't know the details. But he could barely read Hebrew. And he struggled. And he had a chavruta, and he struggled, and he struggled. Letter by letter, word by word, line by line. After many months, he finished one daf. So the person who was learning with him thought, that's reason to celebrate. Can you celebrate one daf? So he went and he asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, can you make a siyum on one daf? And he told him the story. And Rav Moshe Feinstein told him, not only can you make a siyum on one daf, I want to come to the seal. And Rav Moshe came and he spoke about the greatness of the person. Didn't matter that for 70 or 80 years he didn't learn, he decided that he can. So he looked to the future. He said that it was a very, very wonderful celebration. And the next day, this gentleman passed away. Now, I don't know whether in Shemayim exactly what they do. I don't have a crystal ball and I don't have a direct line. But I don't think that in Shemayim they asked him, why weren't you learning the other 2,710 dapim in Shas? I think what they did is look at the person who, despite his age and lack of education, said, I can be from now on something different. To be that something different, you don't have to create a revolution. Sometimes the small things that make all the difference in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about the small things. In Tehillim, that we say in Psukei Dezimra, every day. The pasuk says, "Monem mispala kol chavim, v'cholam shemot yikra." Kadosh Baruch Hu counts the stars, gives everyone a name. Gadol Hashem v'rav koach l'svunaso ein mispar. Kadosh Baruch Hu is great, and to his understanding, ein mispar, there's no number. So I would have thought, ain't missed by there's no number, there's nothing beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding, no matter how big, how vast. Soloveitchik wants to explain, no, it's not the way to understand it. Not that there's no maximum, there's no minimum. There's no small deed in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay attention to. Every little thing that we do can make a difference. And we have this potential, not to focus on the past, what we haven't done, but what we're capable of doing. Just today, in one of the classes, Pekei Or Chaim, we read the story of the Bracha of Asher Yatzar. The story is told very nicely, but part of the story is about a person, this is an adult writing, he was a kid in elementary school in Yeshiva. You learn about the bracha that you say when you come out of the bathroom, and he thought that was very silly. Imagine a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, snickering, you have to say your bracha, you have to go to the bathroom. But when he started to go to medical school, and he started understanding the greatness of the human body and how many things have to go right for the simplest bodily functions to happen, he began to appreciate the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Doesn't say in this article that he regretted for the 20 years that he didn't, or 15 years that he didn't say Asher Yatzar. Just talked about, from then on, he began to say Asher Yatzar. From now on, that's what we need to do. And we can do it in all areas. Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. take a look and see what potential we have. What can I do to do a little bit better? And we all can. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tremendous kochot. We don't even realize. I spoke last year, quoting Rav Pami, in a different sicha, I talked about the poor millionaire. Who's the poor millionaire? The guy who has millions in his bank account, he doesn't even know about it. He walks around like a poor person. And sometimes we're the poor millionaire. We have all these kochot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and we walk around as if now we're not capable of doing anything. I don't have to become a Reish Lakish. But I can always improve. My relationship with my parents, my friends, to Ribono Shel Olam. I can always do a little bit better. I can do a little bit more. Kadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to everything. This one also in this part. There's no minimum. In the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every little bit, every little deed, every slight change for the better makes a difference. Step by step. And that's part of our avoda. Began Slichos last night, getting closer to Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Yes. There was one derech of tshuva to make a cheshbon nefesh, start looking at all the things that we now regret. But maybe that's not the best way for some of us. Let's just look to the future, to focus on what we're capable of doing. And Bezras Hashem, if we do that, we'll have a ksiva of ksima tov. Amen.